SBS French. Mardi, jeudi, samedi et dimanche, à 13h ou à tout moment, en ligne.
I'm in our studio with the Nikki Nouveau, a singer and cabaret entertainer, will soon be performing a show about the story of Edith Piaf. Hi Nikki, welcome.
Hello, thank you for having me on the show.
Is this weekend the first time you'll perform the show?
No, actually. I have a current residency at Speakeasy HQ on Flinders Street in Melbourne and have been performing the show since March, actually. For each show, I try to add something a little bit different just to keep the interest of the audience because there are actually people that have seen the show more than once. Which is wonderful for me as an artist to have that is the greatest honour.
And why did you choose to do the show about Edith Piaf?
I was particularly inspired by Edith Piaf's story, and her journey is quite unique. And this inspired me to perform a cabaret and focus on her life's journey through music and also narration in the form of a cabaret. And in particular, quite fascinated by her earlier work, Les Chansons Réalistes is particularly interesting to me. Her songs about prostitution, pimps, love, loss, death. I really feel that it really comes through in her vocals how she really knew what she was singing about because she had been there, and that really impresses me. She has such an incredibly emotive voice, and with so much passion, it's beautiful.
And tell me a little bit more about the show. What can people expect?
The show is it's a cabaret, and it's narrated through a series of songs and narrative, Edith Piaf's narratives. It's very theatrical in terms of the style. Also, it features classic numbers such as Padam, La Vie en Rose, Non, Je ne regrette rien, and some other classics, but also some obscure songs or songs that have a lot of meaning that I wanted to include in the set.
And so you're a singer, a writer, an entertainer. What's your background? How did you get to what you're doing now?
Originally, I was a singer-songwriter writing original music in a band. I'm originally from Sydney and have made the pilgrimage to Melbourne because of the incredible art scene that Melbourne has. I have been performing cabaret shows for 5 years. I've chosen cabaret in order to express my artistic pursuits because of the ability to incorporate many elements of performance and the direct connection that one can have with the audience.
And it's not the first time, I think, that you perform a French cabaret. You've also done a Bordello Blues before?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's correct. I seem to have such a fascination with French language and French cultural aspects. I've been to Paris many times and other parts of France. But yes, Bordello Blues was a cabaret based on a French lady of the night character that I created, Isabelle. And that's been a very popular cabaret. It was also performed in Edinburgh and Adelaide to sell out shows.
So shows like that, Bordello Blues and the Edith Piaf story, how long does it take you to put them together?
It takes about, it took 2 months for the Edith Piaf cabaret and 4 months for Bordello Blues, because Bordello Blues involved choreography and incorporated other dancers. So all of that takes a little bit longer, the management of other performers and also putting together a set.
You're performing in Melbourne and Sydney. Is the audience different?
I think I would have to say that the audience is a little bit different. I have to say that Melbourne audiences seem to be very receptive. It's not that Sydney audiences aren't, but I really feel that people go out a lot more in Melbourne as well, and then they embrace arts and culture a little bit more than they do in Sydney. I think there's a little bit of a reluctance, or perhaps they are doing other things, I'm not sure, but I've definitely found my experience as a performer in Melbourne very different to that of Sydney.
And you've mentioned earlier your love of French and French culture. You speak a little bit of French too. Mm-hmm. How did that come about? What attracted you to French?
Ever since I was a little girl, I guess I've always been fascinated by all things French. And I studied French throughout high school. I studied French in university and also business French. So I've maintained it throughout my life, and also learning the lyrics through the les chansons is you learn a lot, especially, you know, slang words, things like that. It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, it's a good way to learn French through like songs and music.
It is.
Do you have any favorite French artists, singers?
Other than Edith Piaf, I also I like Jacques Brel, but I know that he's Belgian. And when I was actually in high school, we studied Renaud.
And we've mentioned, so you've got several shows coming up, and you've mm-hmm. done the shows for a few months already. Do you intend to keep touring Australia?
Yes, so I'm actually just letting the journey take me at the moment. So Sydney's a wonderful opportunity for me to return to my hometown, doing a big show there at a venue called The Basement there, which is a renowned jazz club there in Circular Quay. So that's going to be a wonderful performance, and I also have another show booked in the Blue Mountains later in the year, in November, and then I'll see where the road takes me. It would be wonderful to tour further with the show in other parts of Australia.
For people who want to go see the show, No Regrets, the Edith Piaf story, where can they find all the information?
The best place would be my website, nikinouveau.com.
Great. Thank you, Nikki, for coming to meet us today.
Thank you for having me.